From Washington, this is VOA. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continued as the week closed, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire. Speaking from the city of Beirut, Erdogan accused Russia of playing with fire by attacking groups opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad under the pretext of fighting ISIS, and by irresponsibly targeting trucks operating inside Syria for commercial activities or humanitarian aid. Turkey's state-run news agency and a Turkish relief group reported a Russian aircraft attacked a Turkish aid convoy near the Turkish border inside Syria on Wednesday, killing 7 and wounding another 10. Russia announced Friday it will suspend visa-free travel with Turkey amid an escalating spat over the downing of the jet.
Принято решение руководством Российской Федерации.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced Moscow will halt the existing visa-free regimen starting January 1st, saying Turkey has become a conduit for terrorists and has been reluctant to share information with Moscow about Russian citizens accused of involvement in terrorist activities. Turkey's downing of the Russian jet on Tuesday was the first time in half a century that a NATO member shot down a Russian plane. The detention of two prominent journalists in Turkey has provoked national and international criticism. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Condemnation is growing over the jailing of two leading Turkish journalists. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of the main opposition, Republican People's Party, described the arrest as a black day for democracy and freedom of press. The US Embassy, in a tweet, expressed great concern about what it said appears to be another media outlet under pressure.
And that was Dorian Jones reporting. The reporters were detained on Thursday on spying charges. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande, presiding over today's National Memorial Service for Victims, promised to crush the army of fanatics who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris. The commemoration held at a monument in Paris began with a somber reading of the names and ages of the 130 people who died in the attacks claimed by the Islamic State group.
Stéphane Alexandre, 39 ans.
Nick Alexander, 35 ans.
It has been 2 weeks since Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off suicide vests and opening fire on innocent people in several locations, including a crowded concert hall. The ceremony was attended by numerous French leaders and families of victims, as well as some of the hundreds of people injured in this, France's worst ever terrorist attack. On his final day in Nairobi on Friday, Pope Francis visited a slum and condemned what he called the injustices of urban poverty and substandard living conditions. VOA's Jill Craig was there and filed this report.
Speaking at the St. Joseph the Worker Catholic Parish in Nairobi's Kangemi slum, Pope Francis did not shy away from making his thoughts known on urban poverty.
Estoy aquí porque quiero que sepan que sus alegrías y esperanzas.
The Pope said he understands the difficulties the people face each day, as well as their hopes and sorrows. The crowd cheered as the Pope said that to deny a family water under any bureaucratic pretext whatsoever was a great injustice. He said lack of access to infrastructure and basic services is a serious problem. The pontiff chastised what he called minorities who cling to power and wealth and selfishly squander. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
In Colorado Springs, Colorado, a western state in the United States, police say they have a gunman in custody after a five-hour standoff at a Planned Parenthood office, which injured 11 people, including five police officers. There was lots of shouting, but no verbal communication until officers were able to shout at the individual and get him to surrender, according to police spokeswoman Lieutenant Catherine Buckley. Police are still trying to ascertain where anyone is remaining inside the Planned Parenthood offices or needs additional medical attention. Lieutenant Buckley says the shooter was armed with some sort of long weapon, and Colorado Springs Mayor John Souther said police showed untold valor. German police say they released two men arrested a day ago on suspicion of planning a serious attack against the state. Police told local media no evidence was found to hold the men who were detained on the outskirts of Berlin following a raid on an Islamic cultural center. After the raid, authorities cleared the area surrounding the men's vehicle, which was said to contain a suspicious object, but nothing suspicious or harmful was found. No weapons, no explosives. And both men released. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from V.